from KQED.
Well, political aftershocks are still being felt in California more than a week after Al Jazeera America revealed stunning details about an FBI sting operation at the state capitol. According to an FBI affidavit obtained by the network, a federal agent posed as a movie producer and funneled tens of thousands of dollars in alleged bribes to State Senator Ron Calderon. As the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow explains, the FBI document sheds new light on how money talks in state politics.
It's hard to top the undercover agent pretending to be a producer, but if you keep reading past those unbelievable details, the document Al Jazeera published shows how easy it is to steer around California's tough campaign finance laws. Here's just one example. Calderon allegedly brags to the FBI agent about how the Latino caucus transferred $25,000 to a nonprofit he and his brother control. The money was allegedly the payoff Calderon received for not challenging Senator Ricardo Lara for caucus chair. At least that's what the affidavit claims. According to the nonprofit's tax filings, Californians for Diversity's vague goal is to, quote, educate, inform, support, and focus the California voters on the bread and butter issues of California. Ron Calderon told the undercover agent something different. He said the nonprofit was set up so he and his brother, a former legislator, could, quote, pay ourselves and make part of a living.
Money in politics is something like an air bubble underneath the carpet, and if you step on it in one place, it just pops up somewhere else.
Kim Alexander, the president of the California Voter Foundation, says the fact Calderon was allegedly steering money to his own supposedly charitable organization illustrates how lawmakers can find their way around disclosure laws and contribution limits.
Politicians are very good at coming up with creative ways to find avenues for those who want to influence them to be able to do so.
Take the $25,000 transfer. It came from a registered political action committee called Yes, We Can. California rules require the PAC to report every dollar coming in and going out. But nonprofits have different rules. All we know about Calderon's group is what it files in its annual IRS report called the 990. There's no information about where its money came from. So, if a politician is wrongly setting up a nonprofit to serve as a political arm or a slush fund, it's pretty hard for regulators to find out.
So I think anyone who's using them intentionally to avoid disclosure, you know, certainly is violating the spirit of what California law is intended to address.
Gary Winnick is the chief enforcement officer for California's campaign finance watchdog, the Fair Political Practices Commission. Last month, the commission tackled another example of how nonprofits can be used to hide the source of political money. It slapped a record $1 million fine on a network of conservative groups. They had shifted tens of thousands of dollars from group to group to group, all in an effort to avoid reporting who initially contributed the money. The FPPC is pushing for a slate of laws requiring politically active nonprofits to turn over more information about their donors. Those bills haven't passed yet. They also wouldn't do much to stop the type of situation the FBI document details, where a politician is using a nonprofit for personal gain. Kim Alexander floats one possible solution to prevent legislators from building up war chests in nonprofits. Limit how much any donor can give to one politician, no matter what fund the money goes into.
So you can ask someone for that money for your campaign committee or your initiative committee or your nonprofit or your inaugural committee. But it's in the asking where you get to the corruption. And so you want to make sure there's a limit on how much a politician can ask for from one particular source.
Reforms tend to pass after scandals happen. But even if there's a window for reform in the wake of the Calderon scandal, it's hard to imagine lawmakers approving such tight restrictions. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.